Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo, and recently we had the opportunity to speak with Rosalie Raymer and Kelvin Raymer. They have two of the coolest jobs ever. They are monster truck drivers on the Monster Jam series. And what is unique about the two of these folks is it's a father-daughter situation. They both drive on the Monster Jam circuit. Rosalie is 19. Her father is a couple years older than me. And it was so neat speaking with both of them as to how she got interested in the business. He was a driver back in the day, still is driving. Check out our conversation with Rosalie and Kelvin, and I think you'll agree that it is really a family enterprise and a family experience.
You've been driving for a number of years, correct?
Yeah, over 15 years.
15 years. And your daughter drives now?
Yeah, she grew up around it, helping me with the trucks ever since she could walk. Nah, she started moving trucks around when she was 11, started performing when she was 14.
Nice. And is this her first year in the circuit?
Second year. Yeah, last year she was Rookie of the Year.
Outstanding. So tell me about, you've been in the field for 15 years. What is it like driving these, how much do these trucks weigh?
You're over 10,000 pounds.
Yeah, you know, 5 tons, okay.
Yeah, some of them are 12,000, so right in that ballpark.
Wow. Okay.
The acceleration on them is really, it sets you back in the seat.
Yes, it will.
You know, they're, the acceleration from like 0 to 40 miles an hour, they got a lot of torque, and they really get you off the line fast. They're not a high-speed vehicle. They're just a high-acceleration vehicle.
Thus the torque. How is the steering? Is it very loose? Is it tight? How do you describe it?
Everybody does a little bit different. I have a different orbital that allows it to be a little quicker steering in the front. And then we have a higher pressure hydraulic, electric over hydraulic rear steer. And it's controlled by a toggle switch in the rear.
Now, what does that mean? You can control both tires, both for the front end and the back end at the same time?
They're independently controlled.
Okay.
The front's controlled by your steering wheel. The rear is electric, controlled by a toggle switch.
Hmm.
And you can independently go either way with front or rear, depending on what you need.
Do you control the toggle switch?
Yes.
That's very busy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in a truck. A lot to pay attention to.
How did you get into this?
I've always been into four-wheel drives. Always been around monster trucks. I've got friends that have monster trucks, and I just started helping, hanging out, working on their trucks, and being there whenever they needed help, and then built our own.
How do you make one? You just get a...
You start from the ground up. It's all tube chassis.
Okay.
Right now, we're trying to design a new one on AutoCAD. I've always been one that just sort of builds with, just start building.
Mm-hmm.
So the CAD is a new thing for me. My daughter goes to Georgia Tech, so she's trying to up the technology level. So you just start, and you got an idea in your head, and you got to think of how the suspension works and what places you need space now to fit everything efficiently.
And what is your driving style?
I like riding wheelies. I'm a little aggressive. I'm not afraid to push the limits or go past the limits. And my daughter sort of followed in the same footsteps.
My first time coming to a Monster Jam was last year, and I was amazed at how friendly it was. It was an incredibly family-friendly environment. For families or people that have never been to a Monster Jam event, how would you describe it, and why should they attend?
When I look out in the crowd, I think our base audience is from like 3 years old to 12 years old, but that doesn't exclude everybody else, because grandma, grandpa, the whole family shows up.
Yes.
And it's in a family event. Even in the pits when we're working, everybody helps everybody. It's a family behind the scenes as well as the family coming to see us.
What are your plans for the sport? Like, is there a time when you say this is too dangerous or too painful or anything?
Yeah, I'm 52, so I'm one of the older people in the business, and I'd like to keep going for a long time. You know, it's something I really enjoy, and it's an adrenaline thing for me. It's a little bit of an addiction.
That sound. Wow. That sound is something else, isn't it?
Yeah, just hearing the motors run and the rumble, the feel of the horsepower.
Even as an attendee, you hear that sound, and it jacks you up.
It does.
An adrenaline rush from that. Is it that times 100 when you're driving it and when you're three stories up in the air?
Yes, it is. But you also have to maintain a certain amount of patience.
How so?
When you're in the truck and you've been doing it for a while, you sort of slow things down. And timing is very important. How you accelerate up a jump, when to hit the brakes to level out of the truck, or to tap the throttle as you're landing. And you got to sort of be really patient with it and get that timing down right.
Is there a way that you pace the show? Because it's scored on points. So if you go heavy in the front, does that mean you expend your energy or your truck capacity in the beginning? Do you pace it?
You know, there are times that I pace it, and then there's times where you just want to go out and wow the crowd with your first hit and get everybody's attention and then continue on.
If there's damage to the truck, how can it be fixed during the show, or sometimes can it not?
Most of the time we try to get it back together. Well, we have a trailer clear full of parts and we have people waiting to help.
Okay.
And if we can get it off the field where it's safe, we go right at it, replace axles, third members, whatever it seems to need, transmissions. We carry a lot of parts.
So you can switch out a transmission in what, say 15 minutes?
It's about 30 minutes or so.
Wow. Why does it take my mechanic a week?
These trucks are actually designed for efficiency as far as servicing them because of the we do. You know, we have a show that's an hour and a half, 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. And if you break in the beginning, you want to get right back out there. So when we design the chassis and build everything, we try to design in the factor of servicing things quickly.
Nice. And these things, obviously not street legal. Is there a miles per gallon or any kind of crazy Monster Jam stat that you can throw at the audience that would just wow them?
You know, we'll go through a couple rounds of qualifying and the parade lap and go 5 to 10 gallons of fuel. They're very thirsty.
Wow.
And they run on methanol.
So you're saying one lap, so 5 to 10 laps around, and it'll be like 5 to 10 gallons?
You know, you use probably 1.5 to 2 gallons just in your parade lap.
Wow. And a parade lap is about the size of a football field.
Yeah, the perimeter of a football field.
Wow, that's cool. Were you nervous when your daughter started driving?
No, I took a lot of time, fit all her safety gear correctly. She's got a custom-made seat that fits her tightly.
Cool.
Fire suit, neck brace. She's got all the right equipment. And then when we built the cage, spec is a 120 wall, the thickness of the tubing.
Mm-hmm.
Her truck's made with 188 wall on all the cage stuff that's around her. So I took a little extra time, built it a little extra stout because she has a heavy foot and she likes to go play hard.
What's the weight of these tires? They look incredible.
A tire and a rim's about 800 pounds.
800 pounds per tire.
Yeah.
How much does a car cost to produce?
You'll spend $200,000, $250,000 to build a competitive truck.
Is it weird seeing your dad so much at work?
I love working with my dad. We're super close. We're like best friends.
And so. He was saying that you started doing things around monster trucks when you were 4.
Probably 3, actually. But
what's your earliest memory?
Earliest memory. I don't know. My childhood is kind of this array of being on the road with monster trucks, watching him compete and watching everyone compete, you know. So I don't think I have a very specific young memory other than just like playing in the dirt at different stadiums. And I think the first time I changed the tires was when I was 8 years old. And they're 800-pound tires, so that's a big job. And it's taken me some time to learn some tricks. I'm still pretty small compared to the tires, but this definitely, like, I progressed.
In my conversation with Rosalie, it was here where two more monster trucks came in from the garage and just filled the entire Georgia Dome with this massive, booming sound of monster truck. It was amazing. It cut off the interview, and check out what she says here. Does that sound still pump you up?
Oh, yeah. The horsepower, every time. Makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's fun to hear that. So you're also a student. You're tech.
Yeah, I'm Georgia Tech. Yeah, I'm studying mechanical engineering. I'm a sophomore right now.
Okay. And your father let me know in the secret that you have an internship with a large car company doing car things. What are you going to be doing?
I will be part of a team that's doing design and calibration on the heating and ventilation system in cars.
Okay.
So not exactly the direction I want to go long term, but it's definitely a great opportunity to see the whole process front to back. It sounds like I'm going to be working with a pretty small team of engineers. And working through the design process and the calibration process is really going to be a great experience for me.
How do you manage going to school and driving?
So I have to set up my schedule a little bit special during the racing season. I actually only take classes from Monday through Thursday, fly to shows Thursday, and fly back to school Sunday.
Racing season being in the spring, correct?
Yeah, so I race mostly from January through March and then summers. But.
Is it like a superhero thing where friends at school don't know you do this?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit of Hannah Montana. I actually, my freshman year at school, I didn't tell anyone. And then we went to trade Instagram handles. And some of my friends were like, wow, you have a lot of Instagram followers. I'm going to Google you. One of them did it, and they did it in the dining hall. And they Googled me, and I had to be like, hey, guys, there's going to be this video of Ellen DeGeneres that's going to pop up. And yeah, that's actually me. And they all freaked out, started Googling, started screaming in the dining hall. We're like, what? But, you know, I was really lucky by that point my freshman year to have already met all of them, kind of knew who my friends were going to be, knew that I was friends with them, like, for good reason. And I like to keep it that way with everybody I meet. I never really introduce myself as the monster truck driver. You know, I'm just another student at Tech. I'm there to learn along with everyone else.
And what's your favorite thing about racing?
Ooh.
Is there one favorite thing?
Horsepower. It's such an adrenaline rush.
Is it
being
the sound,
in
the
control.
Feel, the jumps? What is it?
The feel, definitely. When I'm in my truck, it's my own little world. I'm in the zone. My mind kind of gets to shut off during that 2-minute run, and I get to do my own thing. And when I say my mind shuts off, really, everything in a monster truck happens so fast that you have to really have trained yourself into it. You have to know, your body has to know what to do, because by the time you can think about what to do, think about when to press the throttle, what gear you need to be in, this chance to do anything is already over. So you have to be there with your truck, knowing how it works.
I mentioned this to your father, but one thing about Monster Jam that I really like is it's incredibly family friendly. Like, is it the pit pass that happens before the,
yeah,
before
the pit race? Party.
The pit party, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love the access that we have to our fans. I would be happy driving almost anything. Like I said, horsepower, it gets me. But with Monster Jam, we really have access to so many people. During the pit parties, our fans get to come up to us, ask us any questions they want, take pictures with us, take pictures and get up close and personal with our trucks.
Cool.
And I get the opportunity to be a role model to so many people, which is such an honor to me. It makes me push myself even harder, especially with school, because I get to be a role model and say, hey, I'm out here living my dream, doing what I love, but at the same time, I'm making school a priority, and that's going to push me even farther.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Rosa Lee and Kelvin Raymer, two Monster Jam riders on the Monster Jam circuit. What a fun time that was. And again, if you've never been to a Monster Jam show, it is so much fun. It will blow away any expectations you have. If you've been, you know the drill. Bring ear protection. Even if you say you're going to buy some at the stadium, bring some in advance because they could be sold out like it was our first time. Straight with Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.